Blog Talk Radio.
You gotta hear before it happens. Believe before it happens. Receive before it happens. You got to know. It won't be. But God said this one's on me. I know it's hard to see. But God said this one's on me. But God says, sometimes it's hard to see, but oh, God says, hold me. Gotta see it before it happens, believe before it happens, see it before it happens, you got to know.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, amen, praise God. What a song this morning, amen, glory to God. It's going to happen, amen, thank you, Lord Jesus. Your home is going to be restored, amen. Your body is going to be healed, amen, praise God. Your ministry is going to prosper, amen. You will come from poverty Hallelujah, Jesus, to the blessings of the Lord Jesus Christ. This is Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. Amen. You are on the air. Amen. With no other than the one and only. Amen. Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. Amen. Praise God. I'm excited for this day. Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Amen. Praise God. He gave us another chance. Amen. With life, health, and strength this morning. Glory to God. He breathed on us this morning. Amen. Glory to God. The breath of life this morning. So why not give him praise this morning? Why not lift him up this morning? Why not exalt him this morning? Come on with me this morning. Glory to God. God promised victory. Amen. Can I talk to somebody? Amen. God promised victory this morning. Amen. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. Ah, my God, I thank him this morning. Amen. Let us pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. Oh, Father, we just thank you, Lord God. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you, Jesus. We give you all the glory this morning, Father. Hallelujah, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we just ask, Father, Holy Spirit, to have your way, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. We just ask, Father God, this morning, glory to God, come in humbly as we know how to come, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, I come before you this morning asking that you have your way this morning, God. Go through the airways this morning, glory to God. Let someone hear the word that never heard the word before, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that bring forth that marvelous light in their lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, to dispel out all darkness, Father God, in the name of Jesus, because we know that when your word goes forward, Lord God, there's a bright light that shines, Father God, illumination, Father God. We say thank you, Father. So, Father, I pray that the word will find somebody. Glory to God. It could almost sound the Holy Spirit. Glory to God. We say thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I bless you for all the ones that's under the sound of my voice this morning, Father God. I ask that you bless them, God. Bless their homes, their loved ones, Lord God. And lift up their spirits, Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Father God. We welcome the honorable guest this morning, the Holy Spirit this morning. And we say, thank you, Father. But now, God, as I decrease, Father God, let the power of the Holy Spirit increase, Father God, in the name of Jesus. God, I pray for wisdom. I pray for your knowledge. And I pray for a greater understanding of your word that I may rightly divide the word of truth, Father God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, I thank you, God, for everyone that's represented here, Father God, on this day, Father God. And we bless your holy name, Father God. As we open up the word this morning, Lord God, let the word begin to marinate, Father God, that we would not sin against you, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And we say thank you, Father. We bless you. We praise you. We glorify you. We lift you up. These things I pray in your son Jesus' name. Amen and amen and amen, people of God. Good morning, my God. I give God the glory this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. This morning, I want to take us, amen, to a passage of scripture that God literally gave it to us during prayer time, and he just touched base on it a little bit. Amen. Glory to God. But I really want to go there today, amen, as the Holy Spirit has led me, glory to God, to talk about some things this morning, amen, to bring forth the word this morning. So we're going to go to the major prophet, Isaiah 43, verses 14 to 21. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. How many know there is a roadway in the wilderness? Glory to God. And there is a song I just put on, rivers in the desert. Amen. Praise God. God wants me to really talk talk about this morning. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Just laid upon my heart. Amen. Thank you, Father. So let us go to the word of God this morning. The God's promises of victory. Glory to God. I don't know, hallelujah, what God, the Holy Spirit, is going to do. Glory to God. But I thank him. Amen. Praise God. Because I was truly blessed this morning. Amen. As I prepared the word. Glory to God. So we thank God. So let us go to the word. Let me read the scriptures. The Bible says, thus saith the Lord, your Redeemer, the Holy One of Israel, he says, for your sake, I will send to Babylon and bring them all down as fugitives. For your sake, come on, the Chaldeans who rejoice in their ships. He says, I am the Lord, your Holy One, the creator of Israel, your king. Thus saith the Lord, who makes a way in the sea and a path through the mighty waters, who brings forth the chariot and horse, the army and the power. They shall lie down together, he said. They shall not rise. They are extinguished. They are quenched like a wick. He said, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old, he said. He said, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. The beasts of the field will honor me, the jackals and the orchards, because I give water in the wilderness and rivers in the desert. To give drink to my people. To give drink to my people, my chosen. This people I have formed for myself. They shall declare my praise. Now, I want to stop there. Amen. Praise God. As I think about what God is saying, God has a promise. If you look at the last, it says, this people I have formed for myself, they shall declare my praise. Now, when you think about the wilderness and glory to God, but we know what a wilderness looks like in our life. It's a place, kind of touch base on it on prayer time. It's a place of wandering aimlessly. Getting nowhere, a place of hunger and thirst, no provisions, a place of isolation, no companionship or support, a place of sorrow and defeat, no joy, no victory, and a place of pressure, no peace or relief, a place of hopelessness, no future prospect. The Lord is always on our side of his people to deliver them from calamity, to bring them out of slavery, and to redeem them from the pit. This is a message that made it clear in Isaiah as we read, amen, this morning. The Lord presents himself as the Redeemer of Israel, the creator of the nation and their king. Even though they are oppressed by Babylon, the Lord will open a path for them. He describes it in a graphic language as a roadway in the wilderness and a river in the desert, amen, to give drink Well, how many know that God loves you so much? Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that he promised us victory. The Holy Spirit. Isaiah, glory to God, dated during the reign of Uzziah and Jotham and Ahaz and Hezekiah, king of Judah. These were troublesome times in Israel history. During this period of the northern kingdom fell and was taken captive by the Assyrians. Oh, come on, somebody, glory to God. Can you think about what they was going through? And sometimes, amen, God has to take us, oh my God, to a hard way in order for him to redeem us. The southern kingdom, Judah, was heavily attacked, and Isaiah lived to see the menace of Syria, oh, glory to God, Assyria, but the conditions in Judah would lead them into Babylon captivity. Idolatry was widespread. And what is idolatry? What is God saying? It was so widespread. And Israel, they were some hard-headed children that God had. Amen. Praise God. And glory to God. That idolatry, according to the Bible and according to, amen, the dictionary, idolatry is image worship or divine honor paid to any created object. Paul described the origin of idolatry in Romans 1:25-26. Men forsook God and sank into ignorance and moral corruption. Glory to God. Idolatry is a fetish, glory to God, of a worship of trees and rivers and hills and stones. And glory to God, they had the one true God, but they slipped back into idolatry. Nature worship, the worship of the sun, the worship of the moon, the worship of stars. And glory to God, as the supposed power of nature. Hero, here, you know, sometimes we got a hero, amen, in our lives. And it was a hero worship. And so that's why we got to be careful what man that we worship. Come on, somebody, glory to God. You can slip into idolatry without even knowing. The worship of deceased ancestors and of heroes, and glory to God. And we worship those things. We cannot worship those things, amen, because now you have slipped into idolatry. The Assyrian threat was intense, and glory to God, and said he will besiege Jerusalem, was pinned to Hezekiah like the caged bird of Jerusalem, that royal city. King Reza, glory to God, Damascus, formed the alliance against Judah and attempted to overthrow Ahaz and to seat their own people as puppets on the throne. Although their attempt was unsuccessful, they did much damage. And sometimes people of God, we can have somebody trying to help us, but more, glory to God, do more damage than what was supposed to be. Babylon was an international force and rising military power. Judah would be overpowered by Babylon and taken into captivity. So here, if we're not understanding what's going on here, Isaiah's message had affected of heart and the heart of the people. The people of God, amen, you can preach the word of God, hallelujah, but sometimes, amen, praise God, glory to God, the hearts of the people, amen, glory to God, sometimes get hard, glory to God. They don't want to receive the word of God. Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus Christ and Nazareth. They don't want to hear the word of God. They hold their ears. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But God's intent was to bring healing to them. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, glory to God. And the Assyrians of Babylon would be God's instrument to bring his people to repentance. How many know that God will use the enemy sometimes, glory to God, to bring us to repentance. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. And this is what's going on, not because he wanted them, glory to God, to experience calamity, but because such was a natural consequences of their decisions. Sometimes we make the wrong decisions. So sometimes God said, you know, I'm going to take the hedge of protection from around them, and I'm going to allow the enemy to do what he do. And this is what's going on in this time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Isaiah 43 is very clear on God's attitude of love and graciousness towards them. He promised them redemption from Babylon. He would extinguish the Babylon like a wick, he said. And he would not forget his people, but he would wipe out their transgressions and redeem them. Come on, send Messiah, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. He loved them so much that he wanted to bring them back to himself. The Bible says in Isaiah 44 and 21 and 23, remember these, O Jacob and Israel, for you are my servant, he said. I have formed you. Glory to God. You are my servant, O Israel, and you will not be forgotten by me. Glory to God. I have blotted out. I have blotted out like a thick cloud your transgressions, and like the cloud your sins. Come on, somebody. He said, return to me, for I have redeemed you. Sing, O heaven, for the Lord has done it. Let me say, sing. Come on, sing, because the Lord has done it. Shout, you lower parts of the earth. Break forth into singing, you mountains, O forests, and every tree for it. Praise God. And for the Lord has redeemed Jacob and glorified himself in Israel. So he wanted them, amen, praise God. Glory to God. How many know that God would want you to sing a new song? He spoke a word, and glory to God. Sing. Come on. Remember these, O Jacob, O Israel, my servant. He said, I formed you. And God said to us, I formed you. You are my servants. Come on, somebody. I'm not going to forget you. I have not forgotten you. I have blotted out your transgressions. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He said, come on and sing, oh heaven. The Lord has done great things. And Messiah, glory to God. He said, sing, oh mountain, forest, and glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God is bringing people back to himself. This was not a new message, for God always been in such disposition towards Israel. Come on, somebody. In the same way he's doing with us today, had this not been the message from Israel, come on, somebody, glory to God, hallelujah, and from Egypt, glory to God. He said, for I am the Lord thy God, the Holy One of Israel, thy Savior. I gave Egypt for thy ransom, Ethiopian and Sheba for thee, since thou was precious in my sight, thou hast been honorable, and I have loved thee. Therefore, I have given men for thee and thy people for thy life. Amen. Praise God. So Jesus is saying, and God is saying, I have redeemed you back to myself. Come on, somebody. Had God not seen the affliction at the hands of the Egyptians and the acted mighty to deliver them? Come on, we remember that. The image of deliverance from Babylon is carried over into the message of the book of Revelation. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. It's a description of the final victory of God's people. And the woman who you saw is that great city which reigns over the king of the earth. Revelation talks about it. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. There, Babylon is falling. Know that Babylon will fall. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. And God will arise. Glory to God. The Bible says, and Babylon is fallen, and the Lamb is victorious. And the people rejoice because God has pronounced judgment for them against her enemies. Remember, glory to God, no matter where you at today, the message is the same today. There's a thanksgiving of prayer. Glory to God. We ought to always to thank God for you. This is what Paul was saying in 2 Thessalonians 1 and 3. Paul was praying thanksgiving and prayer. We ought to always to thank God for you, brothers and sisters, and rightly so, because your faith is growing more and more, and the love all of you have for for one another is increasing. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. So, dear people of God, glory to God. God is a redeemer. He delivers his people. Glory to God. Though they have sinned, he forgives. He makes a roadway in the wilderness and a river in a desert. A lot of times we quote these scriptures, but we don't know the tusk, quote, of both sides of the Holy Ghost. We don't know what's happening behind the scenes. God is our redeemer. He is our deliverer. He will deliver his people. They have sinned, and he forgives. He makes a roadway in the wilderness and in the desert. But listen, people of God, but someone may object. I know God delivered his people as a group, but what about me? Will God deliver me? Come on. God delivers individuals. I love, glory to God, go into examples of what God does. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. I don't care what you're going through today. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. There is a thanksgiving to the Lord Jesus Christ. No matter what the calamity is, what you've been through, what you're passing through, Jesus knows what's going on, and he will deliver you. Come on, somebody. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. There are some hard places that we must pass through. Glory to God. There are some times in our lives, amen, praise God, that we won't know how to pray. We don't, glory to God. Oh, Messiah, yes, Holy Spirit. Sometimes, praise God, nothing can come out of your mouth because of the stuff that you go through. Sometimes you moan, glory to God, not knowing what's going on in your life. God, how can your heart press me like this, God? Oh, glory to God. But I say, Genevieve, if you take a look at what they had to go through, would you take a look, amen, what they passed through because of their disobedience? But I'm not talking about the disobedience right now. I'm talking about God the Holy Ghost, God redeeming us back to himself. No matter what we're going through, what we have passed through, what we have done, glory to God. God will know how to fix it. He knows how to bring you out. He knows how to deliver you. He knows how to bring peace. Oh, come on, somebody, give God the glory. Here we find out, praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. What about me, Lord? But look at Joseph. God delivers individuals. Joseph came along, praise God. He was sold into slavery as a youth by his brothers. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Aren't you glad that God, glory to God, can water everything in your life? The Lord was with Joseph, so he became a successful man. The Bible says, they quote of Messiah, in Genesis 39:2, the Lord was with Joseph, and he became a successful man, and he was in the house of the Egyptian, the master. Glory to God. Look at what else happened to him. He was in prison for a crime he did not commit. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Aren't you glad that God has his hands upon you? Come on, Holy Ghost. The Lord was with Joseph and extended kindness to him. But I want you to hear this in the Holy Ghost today. The Lord was with Joseph. The Lord are with you. Come on, Holy Spirit. But the Lord was with Joseph and extended kindness to him and gave him favor in the sight of the chief jailer. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Take a look at the word today. But the Lord was with Joseph, and he showed him mercy and gave him favor in the sight of the keeper of the prison. And the keeper of the prison committed to Joseph's hand all the prisoners that were in the prison, and whatsoever they did there, he was the doer of it. Glory to God. No matter where you at and where you find yourself at right now, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. When we divinely line up with the word of God, when we come in agreement with the Lord Jesus Christ, he will make a way in the wilderness. I come on, somebody, glory to God. Joseph interpreted Pharaoh's dream by the power of God. Somebody said it wasn't by his power, but it was about the power of God. My God, I say thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Holy Ghost. God, he was an Messiah. It was the power of God. He interpreted that dream, praise God, was exalted to the chief position in Egypt, and so preserved the whole nation of Israel. We don't know why God take us through certain things. We don't know where God is taking us. Come on, somebody. We don't know why we're passing through some things. Glory to God. Most time, it's not about you. It's about what's coming after you. It's about what's coming, glory to God, before you. You meant evil, he said, against me, but God meant it for good. See, he talked about his brothers. Glory to God that threw him in the pit. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. He said, y'all meant it for evil from me, praise God, but God meant it for good for my life and meant it good for you as well. The Bible said, glory to God, but as for you, you thought evil against me, but God meant it for my good to bring to pass as it is this day to save such people alive. We don't know why we have to go through the things that we go through, but if we take our eyes off the problem and put them and fix them on Jesus, glory to God, we don't know, praise God, why I'm passing through this. Why am I going through this? Glory to God, thank you, Lord Jesus. Why they want to throw me in the pit? Why they don't want me around? Why they're jealous of what, glory to God, my dreams? We don't know why, glory to God, but God know, praise God, in order to turn his heart back to God. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. God's hand was upon Joseph. God's hand is upon you today. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Look at Job. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Experience calamity. Glory to God. Now, you know what happened to Job. He experienced so much calamity. I'm not going to expound on it too much because it takes me too long. He experienced calamity, remained confident in God's provision. So here, people of God, I want you to know, praise God, you have to remain confident in whatever you're going through. In God's provision, he will provide for you. He will bring you through. Glory to God. Job did not sink, glory to God, but he stayed the course, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. They might have thought, praise God, that Job was going under, but what did God do? He made a road in the wilderness. Come on, somebody. God is making a path for somebody today. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Look at Paul's life. Paul endured severe difficulties. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. He went through some things. Everybody say, anoint me like Paul. But you don't know, glory to God, all that Paul had to go through. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Even the very shadow of Paul, even the handkerchief will heal somebody, praise God. But what did Paul go through, praise God? But God had a plan for Paul. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Glory to God, yet quote the Most High. Even Paul, glory to God, he prayed for relief from him. Yes, Holy Ghost, the thorns in his flesh. He prayed, God, take that thing away from me. The Bible says, glory to God, because of the abundance of revelation, because of the revelation that God was giving him. He said, therefore, that I might not become too elated. A thorn of flesh. Oh, Messiah, there was a thorn in my flesh was given unto me, an angel of Satan, to beat me, to keep me from being elated, to keep me from being high-minded, from keeping me from being prideful because of the revelation that God was giving him. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. He kept praying, God, please remove the thorn in my flesh. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. But God said, not so. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. How many know God says, my grace is sufficient for you? My God, I say thank you, Jesus. If God's speaking to us this morning, Lord Messiah, the Messiah, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You might be in your winning season. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. But we all pass through some things. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 12 and 9, and he said to me, unto me, my grace is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities, that the power of Christ may rest upon me. Now, that's a something, glory to God, that you have to get to a mindset, glory to God, that you're going to glorify God in your infirmities, that the power of God may rest upon you. Well, when you're hard pressed sometimes, your strength, glory to God, it gets weak. But God says, I will give you strength in the midst of your weakness. When you're weak, I will make you strong. The glory of God in my infirmity, the power of Christ may rest upon me. At first defense, no one supported me, he said. Glory to God. Listen to what Paul says. And I can relate to this, God, because I even talked about heaven about this morning. He said, at my first defense, no one supported me, but the Lord stood with me and strengthened me. Glory to God. If anybody out there, praise God, thank you, Lord Jesus, that you felt like nobody supported you, nobody around you to support you. Glory to God, Paul says, glory to God, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. He said, at my first defense, no one came to my support, he says, but everyone deserted me. Hear me in the Holy Ghost. May it not be held against them. See, he said, and I love how he speaks, because he said, may it not be held against them. But the Lord stood at my side. Oh, come on. You got to know where God is in your life. The presence of God and gave me strength, he said. But the Lord stood beside me and gave me strength so that through me, the message might be fully proclaimed, that the message might be fully prophesied, that the message will be fully proclaimed, delivered to the people. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Hear me in the Holy Ghost this morning. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You might pass and through today, praise God. But somebody said, the Lord promised me victory. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. I love it. At my first defense, no one came to my support, but everyone deserted me. May it not be held against them, he said. But the Lord stood at my side and gave me strength. The Lord stood at my side and gave me strength. Somebody, I'm talking to you today. The Lord stood beside me and gave me strength so that through me, the message might be fully proclaimed and all the Gentiles might hear it. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He had to go through some things even to preach the word of God. He had to stand alone in order to preach the word of God. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Why are we trying to bring people, glory to God, that don't care about the Lord Jesus Christ, don't want nothing to do with the Lord Jesus Christ, have a form of godliness but denying the power thereof? Glory to God. Paul, glory to God, he knew, praise God, long as Jesus, the Lord Jesus Christ, God stood beside him, he will bring forth the message of God. After reminding Timothy of his suffering in Antioch, in Iconium and Lystra, Paul said, out of them all the Lord will deliver me. My God, so here, people of God, persecution, affliction, which came unto, glory to God, unto me at Antioch, he said, at Iconium and Lystra, what persecution I endured, but out of them all the Lord deliver me. Can I hear somebody say, God, I thank you, God, out of persecution, out of my affliction, no matter where I go, God, you will deliver me. And glory to God, don't forget about Cornelius. God brought the gospel to Cornelius and his household. This was no accidental provision. Glory to God, thank you, Lord Jesus. And don't forget about the Ethiopian. He says, Philip to Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord Jesus. He sent Philip, glory to God, to the Ethiopian. One man, one messenger. God is concerned to deliver individuals. God will deliver us. Come on, God will deliver you. Come on, you need to be confident in his deliverance. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Somebody bless the name of the Lord with me. Not without difficulty. We all go through. Come on, nobody's exempt. Nobody's exempt. The Bible says in 1 Peter 4:18, and if the righteousness, come on, if the righteous scarcely be saved, where shall the ungodly and the sinner appear? Wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful creator. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. We bless and praise God today for his grace, for his mercy, and what he is doing. The Bible says, my God, my God, my God, wherefore, thank you. Each of the individuals, we have noted difficulties, and you will too. The disobedient experience the consequences of their sin. Our perception of punishment is that God is here. He's curious about everything that we go through. Setting up rules. God is not a God that set up rules and then making severe consequences against your life. This perception is true. Glory to God. And childish understanding, God don't do that. Punishment, come on somebody, glory to God. Hallelujah, as perceived by God, involves the natural consequences, amen, praise God, of sin. Hallelujah, thank you, Jesus. The Bible says in Romans 1, glory to God, because we can't hide from God. God knows everything. Glory to God. He sees and he hears everything. Nothing goes untouched by God. The Bible says, wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanliness through the lust of their own hearts to dishonor their own bodies between themselves, who changed the truth of God into a lie and worship and serve the creature more than the creator, who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God gave them up into vile affection. For even their women did change their natural use into that which is against nature. And likewise, also men, leaving the natural use of women, burnt in their lust one towards another, men with men, working that which is unseemly and receiving in themselves a recompense of their error and was met. And even, glory to God, as they did not like retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to their reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient. We have to understand that God turned them over. Oh, yes, Holy Ghost. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. God gave them over. First Corinthians 5:5 says, to deliver such a one unto Satan for destruction of the flesh, that the spirit may be saved in the day of the Lord Jesus. Here we find, amen, I have decided to deliver such a one to Satan for the destruction of the flesh. We may interpret this as malicious, come on. But if we read further, we understand the truth so that his spirit may be saved. Children interpret discipline of their parents as crazy, malicious, and glory to God. They don't want to be controlled by nothing. These children today, I don't know what's going on. Even though the discipline hurts the parents more than the child, the response of those delivered, praise. God said in Isaiah 43:21, this people I have formed for myself. They shall declare my praise. David in Psalms 51:15 says, open my lips, Lord, and my mouth will declare your praise. Then I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners will be converted to you. Then will I teach transgressors thy ways. Hear me in the Holy Ghost. And sinners shall be converted unto you. Turn them back to God. See, a lot of times people preach it, but they want to turn them over to themselves. But God says, turn them over to me and let me convert them. We want to scale them. We want to gut them, scale them, and fry them. That's called a boss. See, that about fry them. But see, God, the Lord Jesus Christ, he's so compassionate. He knows how to go in and cut it open and how to scale glory to God and how, glory to God, to put us in the frying pan, that glory to God, turn us over a couple times. And some of us need to turn over a couple times. Thank you, Lord Jesus, to fry us, to get us back to where we need to be. The word of God and his excellency. 1 Peter 2:2 says, and 9 says, but you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, God's special possession, that you may declare the praise of him who called you out of darkness into the wonderful light. Once you were not a people, he said, but now you are a people of God. Once you have received mercy, once you have received mercy, once you have received mercy, but now you have received mercy. So somebody needs to give God all the praises, all the honor, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Somebody shout with me this morning. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. God is the one. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord. He had to go the way he did with Israel. He had to bring them into a place that they will praise him, that they will glorify him, that they will turn their hearts back to him, that they will come out of idolatry, that they will come out of praise them own self, that they will come out of pride, they will come out of arrogance in order to go back with the Lord Jesus Christ. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Father God. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. But God told them, glory to God, do not remember the former things, nor consider the things of old. He said, behold, I will do a new thing. Now it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? I will even make a road in your wilderness and a river in your desert. Oh, come on, somebody. Glory to God. Don't you love the Lord? Glory to God. So after you have been through some things, after you've been hard pressed, after the oil been pressed out of you, after pride come out of you, after arrogance come out of you, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. All the wickedness has to be pressed out of us. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. But the Lord Jesus Christ, he promised us victory. Glory to God. The Lord promised us, glory to God, a victory today. So I want to talk to somebody this morning that know whatever you're passing through, whatever you're going through, whatever God turned you over to, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. You're going to rise up. My God, think about all the ones that I read. My God, God of the Messiah. Think about Joseph. Think about Paul. All the Bible. I don't know that double C. Yes, God, and thank you, Jesus. Everyone, praise God, they had to go through something in order to get to the promise that God has called them to go through. That way, praise God, that when they get there, my God, they called up Messiah. They would not be high-minded. They would not be arrogant. They would not be prideful. Oh, look at me. See me. They are the Messiah. We don't need to see ourselves. We need to see the Lord Jesus Christ on the inside of us. Oh, my Sato Messiah. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God is breaking some things this morning. God is breaking some things this morning. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Just like David said, open my lips, Lord. Then my mouth will declare your praise. No matter what I go through, you will teach glory to God. When I come out of this, my God, I say thank you, Jesus. Then I will teach the transgressors thy ways, and the sinner shall be converted. Once you have allowed me to go through through what I had to go through. I will help somebody else. Just like Paul said, I didn't have nobody. Nobody where to help me. But God, you stood beside me. You strengthened me. Glory to God that I will go forward. And then you told me, glory to God. And then you turned around and told me, God, that I'm Messiah. I will not take that throne out of your feathers. I have given you so much wisdom. I have given you so much knowledge. I have given you revelation. And if I take it away, praise God, you might get too prideful. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. So God knows how to deal with us personally. He knows how to get us there personally. The Bible says, don't remember those former things, nor consider the things of old. Don't remember. See, God was bringing them. He said, because those people I have formed for myself, and they shall declare my praise. After I redeemed them, they're going to declare my praise. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. The such and pictures, the new Exodus. They were going through a new Exodus, people of God, for a people once again oppressed. As the Israelites had been as slaves in Egypt before the Exodus, they would cry to God, and again he would hear and deliver them. A new Exodus would take place through the wild, the new wilderness, praise God. Yes, Holy Ghost. The past miracles were nothing compared to what God will do for the people in the future. So therefore, people of God, they're always, glory to God, we always look at old testimonies. But see, God's going to give us a new testimony. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. We bless and praise God this morning for his grace and his mercy, people of God. Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name, we thank God that we are a chosen people. We thank God that we are royal priesthood. We thank God that we are holy nation. We thank God that God and Messiah, God's special possessions, that we may declare the praises of him who has called us out of darkness into the light of God. When the light begins to shine, they will see God and not you. Once you were a people, you say, he said, wait a minute, hold up. You were not my people. Don't forget that, praise God. But now you are my people. You are the people of God. And once you have received mercy, but now you have received mercy. Somebody say, I got mercy today. It's about God's mercy. It's about God's praises under the Messiah. It's about God's in the Messiah. It's about God and not us. So he's trying to retrain our minds, retrain our bodies, retrain our thoughts, retrain our steps. Come on, somebody. Not my will, but your will be done. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Aren't you loving on the Lord today? Lord, my satire, I told it about Sinai. Holy Ghost, if God does not redeem his people, if God does not, oh yes, Holy Ghost, prepare a roadway in the wilderness and give rivers in the desert, even to individuals, we have no message. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There will not be a message, no good news to proclaim. So I'm here to tell you today, when you have been through some things, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. There is some good news. Come on, somebody. There is some good news you will proclaim. My God, I don't know what you're going through today, but God, glory to God, how can God be God in our lives if he brings nothing good out of our lives? My God, I say thank you, Jesus. A roadway in the wilderness provides the way to escape. The rivers in the desert provide the way of deliverance from the thirst of death. Come on, somebody, my God. God delivers Israel from Babylon. But this is the only a type of great deliverance he provides from the wilderness of sin and death through Jesus Christ. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Somebody touch yourself. Something good is getting ready to come out of my life. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. He knows what he's doing. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. We quote it, we quote it, we quote it, we quote it. But why are we quoting it? My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Ah, God, I know what you're saying. God, I know. Glory to God. Ah, yes, Holy Ghost. But God said, glory to God. Whatever you pass through today, whatever you passed through on yesterday, he said, forget about it. My God, I say, thank you, Jesus. Don't consider those things of old. He said, I'm going to do a new thing, and it shall spring forth. Shall you not know it? And I will even make a road in your wilderness and a river in your desert. People of God, hallelujah, thank you, Lord Jesus. There is a new exodus that God is getting ready to give us. Amen, praise God, hallelujah. So God says, amen, glory to God. Whatever we have to go through, hallelujah, let us pass on through it. Let him do what he know how to do. He knows us just, he knows our name, he knows our addresses, he knows where we at, he knows our mindset, he knows how to press us, he knows how to bring us back, he knows how to lift us, people of God. Hallelujah, thank you, Lord Jesus. I'm going to go to a song before I pray.
He leads me beside still waters. He restoreth my soul. When you become a believer, your spirit is made right. And sometimes, the soul doesn't get the notice. It has a hole in it due to things that's happened in the past, hurt, abuse, molestation. But we want to speak to you today and tell you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. Some people's actions are not because their spirit is wrong, but it's because the past has left a hole in their soul. May this wisdom help you get over your past and remind you that God wants to heal the hole in your soul. I have my sister Leandria here. She's going to help me share this wisdom and tell this story.
Cause all I seem to do is hurt me, hurt me. Lord, deliver me, cause all
control your future. Starting now, this is a new day.
This is your exodus. You are officially released. Now sing it for me, Leandria.
Bless the name of the Lord for our new exodus. Amen. Praise God. There's a new exodus. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Redemption is a very personal act by God who calls his redeemed nation by name. Come on, somebody, give God the glory. The redeemed belongs to him. Hallelujah. You are mine. Come on, somebody. Glory to God. The water's his. The river's his. The fire, come on, represent all the obstacles Israel will encounter on her homeward journey. Come on, somebody. Thank you, Lord Jesus. They had a journey to go through. They encountered some things, amen, similar to what the people experienced at the first exodus. Now, my God, I say thank you. In a new exodus, God will once again deliver his people Israel from bondage to an oppressive foreign nation through his presence with her. Amen. Praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. God's presence brings assurance and calms the fear of his people. So when we get assurance from God like today, amen, praise God, because God promised us victory, amen, glory to God, thank you, Lord Jesus, on our journey. We all have a journey. We all have tests. We all have a story to tell. Amen, praise God, hallelujah, thank you, Lord Jesus. The midst of the trouble and distress, the reference to the compass point demonstrate the extent of which God goes to gather his exiled people. God will gather us. He knows how to bring us out with a strong hand. The setting of the scene is a courtroom. God summons the nation of Israel, the spiritually bind and the deaf, who refuses to acknowledge that he is speaking to them. Glory to God. They refuse. Glory to God. He will then summon the nation and challenge them to predict. Amen. Praise God. What he will do. No nation or idol can know the Lord's ways. Nobody knows God's way, but God will save Israel from the condition to become his servant. The same way that he will save us to become his servant. Israel itself will be his witness, proven that God has acted to save his people. So we thank God today. Amen. Praise God. He knows what to do for us. He knows how to redeem us. He knows how to bring us out. He knows, amen, to bring us out of disobedience. He knows, amen, when we will give him another yes. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. A roadway in the wilderness provide a way of escape, people of God. Remember God, Ekorobosanda, Reverend says, in a desert provides, glory to God, deliverance from the thirst of death. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. God delivers Israel from Babylon, but this is the only type of the deliverance he provides from the wilderness of sin and death. And I thank God today, amen, that he's delivering us, amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that no longer people of God, hallelujah, glory to God. He said, forget about those things. But remember, don't forget about the old things. Remember, people of God, the place of wandering aimlessly, forget about that. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Getting nowhere, forget about that. The place of hunger and thirst, forget about that. No provision, forget about that. A place of isolation, forget about that. No companionship or support, forget about that. The place of sorrow, defeat, forget about that. And joy and victory, come on, somebody. My God, I say thank you, Jesus, will come upon us. No joy and victory in that wilderness. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. It's a place of pressure. No more pressure. Come on, somebody. We're coming up today. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. No peace, no relief. Come on, forget about that. He said, forget about those things. A place of hopelessness, no future, no prospect. Come on, somebody. We're coming up today. God said it in his word. Amen. Praise God. He said, I'm going to do a new thing, and it's going to spring forth. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Aren't we glad that we serve a true living God that knows how to carry us, that knows how to bless us, that knows how to heal us, that knows how to deliver us, that knows how to make us free, that knows how to bless us real good. My God, I say thank you, Jesus. Don't forget, people of God, this is our season of the Messiah of extraordinary power from the Holy Spirit, the Lord Jesus Christ. He will carry us through. We will make it, people of God. We will go where God said go. When he whispered, because they didn't have ears to hear, glory to God, yet God told the Messiah, and eyes to see. But I decree and declare today that we have eyes to see and ears to hear in the name of Jesus. My God, I give him glory this morning. Hallelujah. Thank God this morning, people of God. This is Reign of Glory Revival Ministry. This is Apostle Carolyn McNeil this morning. This is our Sunday morning service. My God, I give God the glory this morning. This is our new Exodus. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Don't forget, amen, on Thursday. Amen. Thank you, Father. Pastor Ilona Waters will be with you, people of God. Glory to God. True Vine International Church. Amen. Praise God. At 6 p.m. Amen. What a mighty God we serve. May God continue to bless the woman of God as she come forward. Give her strength. Remember, Pastor Ilona Waters. Glory to God. I don't know why God is giving this to me today, but remember, Paul said that I had no support. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. But Jesus stood with me. Remember, when you go forward, no matter who stands with you, woman of God, you keep pushing on for the Lord Jesus Christ and do that what God has called you to do. I prophesy over you today. I prophesy strength. I prophesy over you. Glory to God. New eyes. I prophesy over you new ears in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. May God do it for you in the name of Jesus. Hey, my God, I thank you, Jesus. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. We bless and praise our God today. Amen. Hallelujah. Don't forget, praise God. Glory to God. Don't forget, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday will be prayer time. Amen. The power of prayer. Amen. I will be on the altar of prayer. Glory to God. I don't know what time. Amen. But my time is 6 a.m. in the morning. Get in touch with me to find out what time. Amen. Glory to God. Where you at? What time it will come. Amen. Praise God. It's been a blessing. Great testimony. Come aboard. Amen. And see what the Lord will do for you. Amen. On that prayer line. Amen. Great testimonies has come forth. And I thank the Lord Jesus Christ for it. Amen. Praise God. With that being said, amen. Praise God. We bless and praise God today. Amen. Glory to God for what he's doing. Don't forget, amen, this is our Sunday morning service. If you want to know how to tithe, how to give an offering, amen, praise God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. You can reach me at 302-883-9799. Amen, praise God. So we thank God this morning, amen, for all that he is doing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank God for giving us grace and mercy this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We give God the glory. Let me pray. Hallelujah. Let me pray out. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let me pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, oh, yes, Holy Ghost, we thank you, Father, for what you have spoken over us today, Father God, our new Exodus, Father God, forgetting those things of past, God, and behold, embracing the new, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we are coming into our new Exodus, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, Father God, each and every one, that we will line up with the will of God, not our will, but your will be done in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. I pray, Father God, that you will bless their homes, Father God. Yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus. Bless their loved ones. Keep them safe. Put a fiery hedge of protection around each and every one of us today, Father God, in the name of Jesus. All our loved ones, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Bless every pastor that's bringing forth your word this morning, Father God. I pray, glory to God, that the Shekinah glory will show up in your churches, Father God, in the name of Jesus. Bring divine alignment, God, in our lives, Father God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we just want to say thank you, God, for what you're doing. We thank you, Lord God, for yes, Holy Ghost, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, providing for us, God, in the name of Jesus. We bless and praise your name, Father God. We thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for grace and mercy this morning, because grace and mercy will speak for us even on this week, Father God, in the name of Jesus. We bless you, God, huh? Yes, Holy Spirit, in the name of Jesus. So, Father God, as I finish this sermon today, I thank you, Lord, that now may I decrease, Father God, in the name of Jesus, and I ask you to have your way. Now unto him that is able to keep us from falling, present us faultless before the presence of his glory, with exceeding joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory, majesty, dominion, and power. Let the church say amen, amen, and amen. God bless you all. Happy Sunday. Amen. And remember, this is our new Exodus. We will sing a new song. Amen. And we will give God the thanks in Jesus' name. Have a wonderful, wonderful Sunday and a week ahead in Jesus' name. God bless you all.